Let's switch to Southern California. Tina, welcome.
Hi.
And have you got all your arrangements to Tracy for Texas?
Yeah.
Tracy's on. Well, you guys better bring your boot scooting because we're going to be doing some serious, like, learning how to do that stuff anyway.
I'm going to hold you to that, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm game, and unless I pull a muscle somewhere, I'm planning on learning how to do some of that two-step.
That two-step, and actually, I was just in Irvine, and I had dinner with Tina and Tim.
Good.
Actually, Tina made us some dinner, and the Tim that you talked to on Friday?
Yeah.
And that was good.
And all right, back, good. Expanding our base then. Now, let me ask this. Tina, have you ever seen the chart that Nikan makes that discusses our compensation plan?
Yeah. So, yeah, Tracy, that's the one we were talking about tonight, right?
Yes.
Very good. Yeah. Tracy, you get 100 extra happy points for bringing that stuff up.
Well, actually, she has she's made copies of it a while back. We were also showing, Chuck?
Dragon.
Jim Dragon, the $100 a month with the nutritional, that flip chart as well, you know, like the Pathfinders, actually, pretty much.
Great. The key is that now we're beginning to be aware of how a person makes money, and that's we want to keep focusing on that. This phone might die in about 30 seconds, and I'll call in on the other line, so if I lose you. I'm headed down to that phone now. I just noticed that it was trickling out. So, Tina.
Yes.
How much would you make as a brand new distributor if you sold one necklace at $100?
I have to get the calculator out and I don't have it in front of me. But I'd make some pennies.
Got it. It's pretty simple to figure calculation, and that is generally 20% for anything you sell to somebody else.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to push buttons on the phone without thinking here. And yeah, okay.
All right, now I'm in on the other line. Okay, so it's about, it's exactly 20% on anything you sell wholesale, or wholesale to retail markup. So if you sell something for $100, you get 20 back.
Mm-hmm.
Could you use 20 bucks?
Of course.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. So one necklace, you're going to make $20 to $30.
I need the 20, the 20, the 20, the 20, the 20.
Oh, so let's do the 20-20 program where you make 20 every 20 minutes.
I like that.
Yeah, for 20 days, and then we'll see how your attitude is.
Oh, get me out of debt, that's for sure.
Awesome. Then the next kind of general way to figure it out is that until you get to silver, you're generally going to make roughly 10%.
That's
on
tough.
The work of other people. So you make 20% on wholesale or retail overrides, and you can make generally an additional 10% as your group is growing. So as we grow, that's how we'll kind of figure your check out. It'll be a little less to start with, and it'll be more later, but it kind of average out. So what is the first? There's two other things you need to know about the compensation plan if you're brand new. Number one is, why do you need $500?
So I can survive.
Well, I can see where your mentality is. No, when you first get started, why does a person really want to have a $500 in sales or purchases underneath their name?
Because on the business aspect, that may move them up to another level, or it will get them to where they can make a little bit more money.
Okay, good point, but it's more serious than that. And it really gets...
She knows this.
It really gets people's attention that if you don't do that, what happens? And you get a goer underneath you.
You're poopy,
and that's exactly what it says on the chart. I know I could read it there somewhere.
Yeah.
Actually, what happens is, let's say somebody, if you've never had a month where you did $500 in volume.
Uh-huh.
And you
well, I'm already in the poop zone.
Oh, you're
I'm
on
already.
Poopy.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
If you never had a month where you did $500 in volume, and you have somebody that signs up that month, and they do $1,500 and become a senior, at the end of the month, the computer starts searching your history and says, why, she's never had $500 in volume. So that means, then the computer says, now your new sponsor A that you just sponsored in will be sponsored by Tracy instead of you.
Huh.
They'll pass you up.
Uh-huh.
So can you see why people are excited about getting their first $500 month?
Yeah.
They don't want to get passed up. That's called safe on first. And then it doesn't matter what other people do or how many volume they get or whatever, their monies can push you up and you don't get bypassed.
Tina, did you know that?
Yeah, I know I heard something along that line in some of the NECN meetings that I've gone to, but it probably...
We talked about it tonight,
but also heard it in NECN meetings. It just didn't stick.
Okay, now I'm going to show you a really cool strategy. And if we were working on this, it would really make sense. Let's say that most people we bring into this have a real hard time asking for money. They think they're in sales or whatever, so they really have a hard time asking for money. And you can sort of imagine that, right?
Yes.
So they might say, well, I'll think about this. And we'd say, well, that makes a lot of sense to me. Do you know somebody else that we could be talking to? Either for their health or if you want to see it work or something like that. And they go, well, yeah. You know, if I actually saw it work on this person, I'd probably believe a little bit more. So we'd go over and we'd see Prospect A. And Prospect A says, well, that was fascinating. That seemed to be a really interesting story. And we'd say, well, Tina's learning some of these new techniques and how to use this on people. Do you know anybody that might actually want to hear a story like this or try something like that, or maybe they could get a benefit from it? So they lead us to Prospect B, leads us to Prospect C. We have never really asked them to buy anything or join anything or get anything done because it never really seemed to be the right moment to do that. We might have left them with a CD or something like that, and we go to see Prospect C. And Prospect C says, well, this is really fascinating. My finger doesn't hurt as bad as it did before with that CM cream. And we might say, you know, we're really looking at trying to help Tina get an idea of what's going on. Can you find somebody or do you know somebody that might find some benefit from knowing something about whatever it is we're dealing with? Well, you know, it might be that, and so we go see Prospect D, who was presented by Prospect. So you can see we could go at this for a while, right?
Uh-huh.
And since we're just asking people a favor, we're showing them something fascinating, and it might work, we could get a whole string of them. Let's say we're down to E. Now E says, wow. You say, we're thinking about teaming up to do this? I kind of like stuff like this. I believe I would probably want to jump in, and I know I got to get that thing from my back, so let's do it. And they might say, well, you know, I think I'll actually get that real inexpensive pack, that $500 pack. Then what we do is we'd go back to D, and we'd say to D, that was really fascinating. Thanks for the referral. But E wants to get in. Would you like them to be sponsored by you before we go ahead and put this in? Or would you want them to be sponsored by somebody else?
Me.
Yeah, they kind of go, whoa, yeah. And they by the way, they've got $500 in volume and purchases they want to make. Would you like to take advantage of that? Or when they go, golly, yeah. Well, I'll show you the compensation plan. You can read through it. And notice the part specifically about $500. And what's going to be really interesting is that you want to do $500 in personal purchases or sales, and then you get to keep that person, and you get to add their volume to yours. You're only $500 away from the next level called senior. Then we go up to C, and we go, you know, weirdest thing, that deal we were doing on your finger, well, two people have signed up. They've ordered $1,000 worth of products, and I just wanted to give you the opportunity to be the person that signs them up. Oh, and by the way, check through the compensation plan. Just read this thing here. Pay particular attention to that $500 mark, because in order to get the advantages of it, you have to purchase and or sponsor people or sell $500 worth this month. And then two things happen. Just because you meet that $500 minimum, all of a sudden you're at that first rank called a senior. And that's pretty cool. You'll learn about that. And, hey, check it out. It'll be here in the mail. Then you go back up to B. Weirdest thing, there's three people in. They've done $1,500 worth of product purchase. You come back up to A, and they'll say, oh, you know, these things don't really work. This is that kind of pyramid thing. I think we're all going to have to sort of euthanize ourselves because we talked about it today. And I've written a letter, and I'm going to turn myself into the IRS. And, you know, magnets, all they do is turn your skin black anyway. And I know I'm getting uterine cancer because you used that water on me the other day. And you'd say, I know, that's horrible, and all that stuff is probably true, but there's four people that want in. There's $2,000 in volume. Do you want them, or do you want somebody else to have them? Can you see the strategy there?
Yeah, it's like reverse psychology.
Exactly, and it's so much simpler on people. We might be asking people, I don't know if you were you listening when we talked about saying to people, hey, I'd love to have you consider partnering with me to try to help build this out, but what I really need you to do, if that's something you want to consider, is I need you to know what I know. I need you to go through what I've gone through. So I need to take you from step to step, and you can jump in or out anytime you want to, and then I've got some partners that can help us go that next step. So I think every week we get just a little clearer on what we're doing here, and you're building up, you're starting to, is Kim coming in?
What do you need?
Is Kim already in?
Yeah, she's in.
Okay. And now is Kim starting to give us names yet?
She wants to be, we talked to her on Friday and about the 10, you know, doing 10 hours, and we were kind of planning out what that 10 hours looked like. Well, as of tomorrow, she's going on disability, so she's not going to be working at that place.
Okay.
So she's going to... have more time. She wants to be a number four.
Oh, excellent.
So I don't know how many hours she wants to be in and things like that, but she says she wants to do this. So she'll be on the call on Friday.
Oh, good.
We'll talk to her more about that. But I was talking to her about the name list, and she's going to do that. So she's... Yeah, and she's
okay.
She's done 500.
Okay, so she's got her 500. She's up and rocking and ready to go. Now all we need, and this is a Dave Johnson comment, kind of keeps things simple. We know if we have somebody we can work with, if they'll give us names. And if they'll give us names or contacts or make meetings, then you got somebody to work with. If they just don't, they might tell you they're the next big gold mine and life is really going to be great now because you'll never have to work again because you signed me up and I'm amazing. But if they never have names, they don't have appointments, then that's a dead-end street and we need to go to the next one. Make sense, Tina?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was explaining to Chuck and Tracy tonight, that I was on a roll and going to a lot of people, and when push comes to shove, I was finding out that these people were flaking out on me, and personally, I don't have time for that. I just want to keep pressing forward because that tells me their true colors, and I don't have time for that. So on that note, I just keep pressing forward.
Well, let me give you a little verbiage that sometimes helps with that kind of thing. You just have to practice it or write it on a piece of paper or something like that. And when you say to somebody, I'd like to have you review this, or, this sounds exciting, and I think together walking through the process is going to be good. And I'm glad I ran across you because part of this process is we don't take everybody. And you appear to be one of the really people who stand by your word, and I'm so grateful for that because a lot of America doesn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm glad I'm talking to you. Great, we'll see you on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you sort of shame them into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you call them back and you say, "Gee, something horrible must have happened to you," because I was certain I had you pegged right as one of those people that really is true to their word. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're taking a position of strength. And the other thing you can do is to bat it around a little bit and say, I'm going to take a little extra time and I'm going to put together a conference call with my partner. And so in that, I got to know that you're in the game because we've got lots to do, and it really wouldn't be worth it unless you really are serious and not just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Take that real stance of, imagine, for example, most people in the Southern California area or across America today would love to interview for some position that pays better and is more stable than what they're currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were interviewing people that really felt that you had something that was better to do and paid better, and you had it, there were only three positions and there were 54 people applying, that's kind of how you want to do this. And say, look, sucker, you wouldn't even be talking to me if you weren't broke and out of options. So you better make sure, would you button your collar up one more? That's just that's a little more appropriate for protocol here at this interview.
Uh-huh.
You'll be amazed how different people respond to you.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear you guys had Kim on the line. Anything I can do for y'all?
Yes.
Bon,
I was listening to your speaking, and you were talking about, I only got the website of it, but I didn't get the gist of what you were trying to say, but you were saying going to pathfinders.biz with Rick Murphy speaking. Can you
every month Rick does a series of four phone calls and does them once a week on Monday. And then he cycles back through. So one of the calls every month is going to be on products, validating the products, really telling the world that they're great. I'll be on his call next week, and I'm just going to knock the ball out of the park and really kind of show the world that you'd have to be a total fool not to realize what kind of products these things are and what they're going to do. Then the next week he might run a call on the compensation plan. And then the next week he's going to run a call on something like how to make contact with people initially. And the fourth week it might be, here's the plan that we run people through in getting them fully informed and getting them started. And then he starts the same thing over again the next month. And then he starts the same thing over again the next month. And once you get aware of those, you can see that they could be really useful just having your people do the go through that cycle, and then they become informed on their own. Another thing we can do in this is to say, this is a program that should be simple. When you get signed up, Kim, the first thing we need you to do is to just go pretty thoroughly through your box that came in Nikan. Read through every page in there. And if she does, she'll be 9 months ahead of where most people are. If she does, we kind of like to liken this to a checkers game. When a new person comes in and you don't want to have to fuss and muddle with trying to get them to do stuff, we could say, in a checkers game, if I make my move, now it's your move. And your move is to review the material in the box. So when I call you back, when would be a good time to be able to make sure you've already done that? Oh, okay, next Thursday. Great. So check it out, and when I call you back, we'll go over that material. You call back the next week. Did you get it? Did you get through the material? And what are your questions? Oh, you didn't get through the material? Huh. Was it difficult to read? Well, I'll tell you what, got lots of stuff piling up, and we'd love to have you coming and doing all the things that you're going to do, but maybe we chose the number incorrectly. You said you wanted to be a 4. Well, if you're going to be a 4, we've got to kind of get this ball rolling, and I want to match what you're able to put out. Maybe we should just be a 3, or if you think 4 is okay, when can you have that stuff reviewed and I'll get back to you? Now they're not yanking your chain around, you're more in control.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want us to be a part of that, then call and we'll walk you through it 3 or 4 or 5 times. And then you'll feel more comfortable and then you'll be able to be the leader and they'll go, geez, I wish I was like Tina, she's kind of awesome. Also, Tina, this is about, you know, at the end of this phone call will be the first 1 hour shot I've had in about 6 days because I've been running a bunch of seminars with Larry Proffitt, setting up some new things we'd never done before, doing a bunch. I did 74 interviews in 2 days and that kind of stuff. So I will be able to get to you the statement. I'm going to go ahead and change the format that I sent you that letter in so that it'll open up. And then I'll send you all the other stuff on the other lady. But I just will only be able to do that right after this call.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I wanted to let you know that I'm working on a couple of people, the one that has prostate cancer and then the other one that has Indro whatever. And I want to get that information because the one that has Indo is open to taking some natural products and other options to helping their situation.
All right.
On the prostate cancer one, it is my high school friend's father, which I'm a friend of the family, I've known since we were in high school, but he doesn't know that I know. So on that note, she had told me, the daughter had told me, to go ahead and give her that information and she'll present it to her father. Now, her father is into natural stuff. He doesn't like taking any kind of drugs or anything like that. So on his options of treatments, I want this to be number one for him. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to provide that information to her and get it to her right away so that he can make a decision for himself.
Okay, I wrote that in terms of, Dear Tina, here's what I looked up. I'll still send it to you, and you can change that heading when you forward it.
Okay.
To whatever heading is appropriate.
What I want to do, Jerry, is I want to, for the one that's a prostate cancer, I want to be able to print that one out and send it to my friend, and then she's going to give it to her father.
Yeah, perfect. So just change the greeting on it, because it'll be in, I'll do it in Microsoft Word so that it's changeable.
Okay.
And then just kind of massage it around to what fits best.
Okay.
And you're good to go.
Okay.
So is 8:30 still good for you on Friday, Jerry?
I should be. I'm going to be driving Dr. Naidu to Wenatchee, and at that time in the morning, so I should have plenty of time in the car to do it.
But you're going to be in the car with Dr. Naidu?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have fun.
Yeah, I'll learn a lot.
I like him.
Yeah, he's got a great heart.
What's his background?
He is a microbiologist, PhD microbiologist, and he is the he's on the short list for the Nobel Prize because of his discovery that lactoferrin was the key component in mother's milk for the babies becoming immune. And then his big discovery that he's on the list for was the use of lactoferrin in eliminating toxic shock syndrome.
Oh, wow.
Then he turned around and developed another form of lactoferrin, or discovered that the body uses a form of lactoferrin that he could activate outside the body and spray on meat, and now has almost every steak or hamburger or anything else in North America, and including chicken and fish and stuff like that, sprays on this lactoferrin material that he and his company developed to prevent E. coli infestations in the population.
Oh, wow, that's heavy.
Then he came up with Nikan's Lactoferrin Gold, which is phenomenal as an antibacterial, antiviral, antiparasitic, and antifungal that resides in your digestive system, in your eyes, and in your respiratory tract to prevent disease. Then his next discovery as a corporation was Osteodense.
And so you and him are going to get together and talk more about Nikan and new developments?
Right. He's going to be in our town. He's going to do a Wednesday night presentation for the Silvers and Above, and then that's just a question and answer evening. And then the next day he'll be doing a noon luncheon with physicians, and then the next day, or that evening, he'll be doing a general open forum for all of our distributor base here. And then the next morning, I pop in the car with them, take them 200 miles to another town. So we're just going to share notes there. Then I'll sit through his presentation there and bring my cousin, and we'll see if we can knock out another distributor in this town of Wenatchee that doesn't have a single distributor in it.
Cool. Do you have a sleep?
I did a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to try to give it a shot here in the next couple of days.
Oh my gosh.
Your battery is not wearing out, and you're not having any replenish time.
Oh, well, I did do that, and for me, the most critical replenishment time is if I get to work out, I'm pretty good to go. But I did have 2 days where I wasn't able to. Today I was able to get back in the water. Tomorrow I'm going to start adding the run to it again, and then the bike, and then I'm back up and rocking and rolling. It was just, this was a really heavy week.
So I'd like to hear about the Larry Prophet thing whenever you do have time.
Okay, well, I'll give you a call tomorrow, because I'm going to get this out to Tina, and then I'm going to bed early, and then tomorrow I'll be a refreshed puppy. After I get up in the morning and go work out, I'll be ready to rock and roll.
All right.
Thank you, Jerry, for your insight.
Yeah, bless your heart. Bye-bye.
Thank you for help, and I will try to keep promoting and spread the word.
Yeah, just hang in there with us. We're all buddies. And that's the main part. And then we'll have a goof-off here in a couple of weeks down in Dallas.
Yeah.
See you there.
Okay, good night.
Okay, good night.